was feared for his vast conquest of the neighboring lands and villages, and of course his fierce army. The kingdom boasted of its peace, abundant food, and its beautiful women. Yes, its beautiful women. But the most beautiful of the women were the princesses of the kingdom, called Angom, Atim, and Aleng. Every morning, on their way to the village stream, as they walked past the village, while singing and carrying beautiful pots, wiggling their beaded waists, every man longed to have one of them as his wife. And so did the fierce son of Minkulu, the fierce creature. He was the son of the mother of the well. His fierce hissing and breathing could be heard far away, deep down in the dark caves, as he prowled the land looking for food and looking for its prey. Minkulu, mother of the well, longed to have a wife for her son, to prolong her legacy as Minkulu. One morning, as the village of Pajulu woke up to a new dawn, the princesses passed by the village once again, on their way to the village stream, singing and dancing, wiggling their beautiful waists, shaking their beautifully colored beads, as all the men longed to have them as their wives. They were carrying their beautifully painted pots on their heads and walked past the stream on their way to fetch some water for their palace. Minkulu, mother of the well, and her ugly fierce son tripped out of their dark cave, slowly looking at the girls as they walked past the village paths.